All right, in Hilchos Sukkah, Fresh Bat Mitzvah Dalet, the Ramah says, Mishal Yuchal Lishon Basukkah Machmash Atzar Lo Bepisha Yada Veragla Lo Mikra Mitzar. Someone's on, right, we were talking about that if you're uncomfortable, so you're potter from the Sukkah. So what if you're uncomfortable because your Sukkah is small and you're not able to stretch your legs and your arms out all the way when you're trying to sleep? So the Gemara, the Shulchan, the Ramah says that's not called Mitzar because sometimes people sleep cooped up. And the Mishnah Berurah proved this because what's the smallest shear of a sukkah? It's 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. And nobody could stretch out in a sukkah that's 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, and yet it's still a kosher sukkah. So it must be that even if you're scrunched up in your sukkah, then you're still chayav. However, says the Mishnah Berurah that even if you made your sukkah like that, lechatchila, it will work. But the Sefer Nahar Shalom, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, says still, if you're really uncomfortable and you don't like sleeping cooped up, so then you would be putter. So I'm not really sure what the Nahar Shalom is basically just saying, that even though that's what the Ramah says, still, if you're really uncomfortable, you would be putter. So I don't know how he does that. But the rule that the Ramah says is, Lo yuchal adam lomar mitzdar ani ela b'davar shederech b'nei adam litzdar bo. You can't say that you're uncomfortable to putter yourself from the sukkah unless it's something that normal people are also uncomfortable. Because otherwise we say, Bata daito itzel kol adam, that you're crazy, and we follow what everyone else thinks. Unless, says the Mishnah Berurah, you are an istinus, you're someone who gets like extremely uncomfortable about certain things. So then we go based on people who are extremely uncomfortable about those type of things. So if you're a person, let's say, who can't handle spiders, so even though most people will be able to handle if there's one spider crawling across, if you're a person who's not able to handle spiders, and there are lots of people like that who can't handle spiders, so that would prompt you from the sukkah as well. When we say that a mitzvah is patur min a sukkah, and he doesn't have to eat in the sukkah, that's only if not eating in the sukkah will cause him not to be uncomfortable anymore. But let's say it's a guy who has a stomach ache, and whether he eats in the sukkah or he eats in the house, either way, he's still going to be uncomfortable, so then we won't say he's patur from a sukkah because of that. But if it's really cold in the sukkah, and inside the house it's not cold, so then we would say mitzvah patur min a sukkah, because eating in the house will help you. Siv hey, avil chayiv basukkah. Someone who is an avelis is still chayiv in the sukkah, even though he's mitzta'er, because he's in pain over the loss of his relative. That's not a type of tzar that exempts you from the sukkah, because the only thing that exempts you from sukkah is a tzar which comes because of the sukkah. But here it's not because of the sukkah, so it doesn't apply. Sivav chasam v'shoshvina v'chol b'nei achupa tur min ha-sukkah kol shivas yimei ha-mishteh. Someone who got married and the people who are walking around with him, they are exempt from sukkah because they eat in the chuppah, because that used to be their practice. In the time of the Gemara, they used to eat, even in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, they used to eat in the chuppah for all 7 days. That's where they would have Sheva Brachos. Sheva Brachos the whole week, where at wherever the chuppah was. Because the chuppah used to be at the house also. It wasn't like wherever your sister's getting married. So therefore, that's why Rav Elyasha points out that nowadays that nobody eats in the chuppah anymore. Everybody eats in their home or in someone else's house, wherever you're going to have Sheva Brachos. So all these reasons to exempt the chassan from the sukkah don't apply anymore. And if a chassan is going to eat, he should eat in the sukkah, and so should the kala.